Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Are you a mocker and a scorner? Well, if you are on a path to living happier from the inside out, this is a great question to consider today. I was inspired by a New York Times article Sunday, March 22nd, and it was a feature about Monica Lewinsky, the young intern, now turned 41, who happened to be that woman engaged with our former president, Bill Clinton, in the White House. She has waited many years before hopefully finding her voice. And now at 41, she's out and she's speaking publicly, once at a TED conference and at other places as well, not to mention her Vanity Fair article about what happens in a society when we are mockers and scorners and, in a sense, bulliers of others. It's taken Monica quite a long time to come out from the trauma of suddenly finding herself in the public eye and being the subject of conversation, discussions, jokes from really every corner of society. The interesting thing I picked up from reading this article is that many of the individuals who in the past were busy making fun of Monica back in the day are now looking at their words again, and they're questioning themselves. Many people back then who thought it was fun or who thought it was even righteous at times to find fault with Monica for having had sex or whatever it was that she did with the former president are now actually admitting to feeling somewhat guilty, badly, and ashamed for having spoken so ill of another person. Monica, for her sake, has talked about how she was just at the verge of our society changing into the digital era of social media when suddenly people's private lives could become so publicized and really quite traumatizing for those who have been the brunt of those jokes or the remarks. You know, I want to take it on a larger scale, but it also brings it back to a small one. Have you ever been the brunt of someone else's mocking and scorning? I don't know how many of us can actually say we've escaped that in life. And all of us know that being the brunt of other people's mocking, scorning, and bad-mouthing and bullying is not a good place to be. Furthermore, if you've ever been sensitive enough to recognize when you've been in the company of others who've been mocking someone and you join in, you might feel a little bit like part of the group. You might think it's fun or funny in the moment. But if you ever pay attention to your own feelings when you walk away from that crowd, you oftentimes carry a sense of heaviness upon yourself. And one of the reasons why is that when we find reason to mock others, we feel that it comes back on us. Or spoken another way, we become a little frightened and a little vulnerable, sensing that that same behavior may ricochet or boomerang back on us. Well, you may be a Republican or a Democrat. You may feel well for Monica Lewinsky, or you may still find fault with her. But give some thought today. If you are looking to be happier from the inside out, if you want to carry yourself in such a way that gets rid of heaviness and walks in a form of lightness, consider the next time that you are challenged about bullying, mocking, or scorning someone else. Well, that's been my thought for you today. But before we go, let's hold on, tune in, and find out what makes someone else happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura For You.
So my name is Christopher Gorog. I'm an author and a writer. I'm a 20-plus year engineer, and I take a logical approach to understanding some of the self-help topics that people never take time to think about. What makes me happy is when I come to a conclusion of something that you have been looking for a solution for, an answer to, in your mind for a long time, and you finally realize, logically, you're able to think through what it is that you've been missing and how it all comes together. That's what makes peace in your mind, and that's what makes you happy as an individual, is to understand something that you did not before.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.